So we're in batch number 3 of local news and features. It's Tim and Uta, and I'm going to do the headlines for you first now. So North Staffordshire substation is to get bigger, and the National Grid has this message. And the old Signal Radio breakfast show is to be axed with Aliette and Matilda ditched. And Uta's headlines all.
Well, it's a bit more positive here because Royal Stoke nurses and midwives to get pay rise. That sounds good. And there are plans for 2 giant Staffordshire solar farms.
Excellent. So I will do the first story for you now, which is North Staffordshire substation is to get bigger and the National Grid has a message about it. Residents have been given a chance to learn more about plans to expand an electricity substation. National Grid will be carrying out the upgrade works at Sallerhead substation over the next 2 years in order to allow a connection to the planned battery energy storage facility. The company held a drop-in event this week to give members of the public an opportunity to learn more about the plans. The scheme will involve an extension at the north end of the substation, 125 metres long and 25 metres wide. This will allow a connection to a 300 MW energy storage facility between the substation and Roundhall Road plans, which have been approved in 2022. Sarah Mill, External Affairs Advisor for National Grid, explained that the scheme was business as usual for the company. She said, "We are legally obligated to facilitate new connections to the grid. When a customer requires a new connection, we will look at our existing infrastructure and consider what will work and what work will be needed. In this case, we need to make a small extension, which will equate 3% of the site's footprint. This work did not require a planning application, so we are holding this even in order to let the community know what is happening and give them a chance to ask any questions. Some people may be concerned that this will act as a magnet for more developments, but this is not the case. We will only carry out these works to facilitate connections to projections which have already reached a certain stage. The works are due to start in 2 weeks and should be completed by July 2027. The first phase will involve a programme of earthworks, which is expected to take 4 months. During the project, a footpath from Roundhall Road will be diverted and parts of it near the substation will be closed for safety reasons. More information about the project can be found on National Grid's website, which is nationalgrid.com/Sallerhead. So over to Uta, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 3.
Yes, and this is about the Royal Stoke nurses and midwives who get the pay rise. More than 1 million NHS workers on the agenda for change contracts in England, which includes nurses, midwives, physiotherapists, among other frontline workers, will receive a 3.6% pay uplift, effective from April the 1st. The Health Secretary has announced that. Doctors will receive a 4% pay uplift, Wes Streeting said. Senior NHS managers will receive a 3.25% uplift, he added as well. Today, I'm formally accepting the headline pay recommendations for NHS staff from the NHS Pay Review Body, the Review Body on Doctors and Dentists Remuneration, and the Senior Salaries Review Body, Mr. Streeting said in a written ministerial statement. We are working closely with payroll systems to ensure staff receive their backdated pay uplifts from August. The leading doctors' union has called on Mr. Streeting to enter negotiations over the pay award to avert strike action. Professor Philip Banfield, chairman of council at the British Medical Association, said, "The Health Secretary can avert strike action by negotiating with us and agreeing a route to full pay restoration. Doctors' pay is still around a quarter less than it was in real terms 16 years ago, and today's award delays pay restoration even more. Without a government plan or reassurance to correct this erosion of what a doctor is worth, the DDRB, which is the Doctors and Dentists Remuneration Body, has failed doctors. No one wants a return to scenes of doctors on picket lines. We'd rather be in hospitals, in GP practices, or in the community seeing patients, improving the health of the public. But today's actions from the government have sadly made this look far more likely. But Mr. Streeting said that the government would not be able to fully reverse a decade and a half of neglect in under a year. These are thoroughly deserved pay rises for all our hard-working nurses, doctors and other NHS staff, he said in a statement. We inherited a broken health service with extremely low morale after years of pay erosion and poor industrial relations, which is why, despite the difficult financial situation the nation faces, we are backing our health workers with above-inflation pay rises for the second year in a row. This government was never going to be able to fully reverse a decade and a half of neglect in under a year, but this year's pay increases and last year's represent significant progress in making sure that NHS staff are properly recognised for the outstanding work they do. The GMB union has begun balloting tens of thousands of NHS and ambulance workers in England on this year's pay award. The ballot opens today and closes on July 17th. GMB National Secretary Rachel Harrison said, GMB has been notified of the 2025-2026 pay award for NHS workers. We're pleased dedicated NHS staff will get their pay rise closer to their anniversary date than they have in previous years. The decision on whether this pay award is acceptable is for GMB members to decide. Nurses will get a vote through the Royal College of Nursing. RCN General Secretary and Chief Executive Professor Nicola Ranger said, "This pay award is entirely swallowed up by inflation and does not and nothing to change the status quo, where nursing is not valued, too few enter it and too many quit. It is a grotesque decision to again favour doctor colleagues for higher increases than nursing and the rest of the NHS. Starting salaries for nursing staff remain too low. Nursing staff have suffered 15 years of pay erosion, and this award is symptomatic of a broken system which erodes our pay each year and keeps nursing staff weighted to the bottom. Now hundreds of thousands of our members in the NHS will be given a vote on this award. They will ultimately decide if it is enough and whether they feel valued." She added, "Agenda for change is out of date and a barrier to the government's own NHS reforms. It stops progression, trapping nursing staff at the same pay band their entire careers despite decades of experience. By attaching themselves to a failed pay review body process and refusing to enter direct talks with unions, ministers ignored the nurse workforce crisis and charted the course for it to deepen." Unison's head of health, Helga Pyle, said, "The pay rise is more than ministers said they could afford, but it barely matches inflation. The money will also be landing in pay packets 4 months late." Health workers had high hopes this government would have learned from the mistakes of its predecessors, but a reliance on the slow, outdated and unnecessary pay review body process has once again failed to deliver. Direct talks between ministers and unions in Scotland showed what's possible with an 8% two-year deal and inflation-proof guarantee. The absurd pay review body process has led to two different awards for employees. Nurses, porters, paramedics, healthcare assistants, cleaners and other workers on Agenda for Change contracts will feel less valued than their doctor colleagues. That will generate more discontent from an already demoralised workforce. So long as coffee shops, supermarkets and parcel delivery firms pay more than the NHS, staff will go on leaving. Without an emergency top-up last month to the lowest paid workers, NHS trusts would have breached minimum wage laws. Over to you, Timbo.
Many thanks. So, my final story now is old, well, the final story for Batch 3 is old Signal Radio Breakfast Show to be axed with Elliot and Matilda ditched. Old Signal Radio Breakfast Show host Elliot and Matilda are being axed in favour of a nationwide show. The last local breakfast show on Hits Radio Staffordshire, the new name for Signal Radio, will be broadcast on Friday, June the 6th. The nationwide breakfast show begins on Monday, June the 9th, and the host is yet to be announced. But both Hits Radio and Gracie's Hits Radio will continue to broadcast local news, including traffic and travel information. It is the latest demise of the old Signal Radio, which has seen the axing of DJs and presenters and the closure of its Shelton studios. Bauer Media has not provided a statement regarding the latest changes around Staffordshire, but the firm has issued a national statement. Bauer Media Audio UK executive Simon Masunka said, "We continuously evolve to meet audiences, behaviours and advertiser needs, and by launching one single national breakfast show across Hits Radio, we are supercharging our efforts to provide a more unified, engaging experience across the entire schedule, while also retaining local news and information. I'd like to extend my thanks to our Hits Radio Breakfast teams in England and Wales as they embark on their final run of shows. Their significant contribution has played a hugely important part of the Hits Radio story so far, and we wish them well for the future. The Hits Radio Staffordshire Breakfast Show is currently being presented by Dan Wood." So over to Uta, who's going to do the final story for us in Batch 3.
Mm-hmm. And this is about the plans for two giant Staffordshire solar farms. Plans for a massive new solar farm in Stafford Borough have come forward just weeks after permission was granted at appeal for another development on the opposite side of a rural road. The latest application put forward by Push Generation and Supply Limited seeks permission for solar panels and a battery energy storage system on land at Yew Tree Farm, Droynton Lane, Grindley. A design and access statement said the proposed solar farm will have a capacity of 49 MW. Is that million watt or what? I honestly don't know. Yeah? Oh, right. Oh, thanks, Tim. Using
megawatts.
Yeah. Well, it must be quite a lot. Yeah. Using solar panels fixed to the ground via metal piles and supporting infrastructure. The BESS portion of the site would have a capacity of 30 megawatts, and the application site covers an 85.2 hectare, which is 210.5 acre area. A site justification document submitted as part of the application said the development would generate enough secure, available and affordable renewable energy to power approximately 19,263 homes and offset over 13,000 tons of CO2 per year. It added, "The development is temporary and completely reversible at the end of its life." In 2019, the government and Stafford Borough Council declared a climate emergency. To enable the transition from fossil fuels to a net zero economy, it is essential to locate renewable energy projects on the most suitable sites to ensure these developments are feasible and buildable. The proposal has very specific locational requirement for being sited within a commercially viable distance from the point of grid connection. The chosen site has a willing landowner and is available for development now and therefore is considered deliverable. The document added that planting of new trees, hedges and meadow around the solar farm would provide a 20% increase in habitat units and a 17% increase in hedgerow habitats compared to the existing use. Agricultural use of the land would be able to continue during the solar farm's 40-year siting through grazing of small livestock, such as sheep. Stafford Borough councillors rejected a separate planning application from Novus Renewable Services Limited for a 49.9 megawatt solar farm and BESS on land at Lower Farm at Droynton Lane. Well, that's in Grindley, and that was last year. but the decision was overturned by planning inspector Stephen Normington following a public hearing held in January. Stowe, by Chartley Parish Councillor Richard Rayson, who spoke at the hearing, said, "We are aware of at least half a dozen applications for solar farms in the boroughs of Stafford and East Staffordshire, very close to this development. Within a one-mile radius, we have a live application at Newton, and we have the yew tree farm development we know is going to come forward very quickly. My concern is that within the immediate vicinity, this represents over 550 acres of this rural community." So that's the end of my story.